Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
A new month. It's April, and it's warm outside. I love it. Y'all know I hate the cold weather, so why am I still here in Chicago? That's another show. Anyway, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session. You know, the world has gone crazy. Well, actually, we're the crazy ones, right? But then we don't want to put labels on us, do we? So, but what we do want to put on us, on ourselves, is some stress relief. Because everybody's chaotic and confused and just, we need some relief. So that's what today's show is about. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, the Stressologist, to give you some quick tips during the day, during the course of this show, I should say, to help you relieve that stress. and you'll be surprised at what it might be. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, if you're celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day to Katie Robinson, my mom, whose birthday is on the 4th. And I won't be here tomorrow, and I'm wishing it today. So happy birthday to my mom. May she rest in power. Because of her, I'm here speaking to you. So happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, Katie Robinson, my mom. Thank you. And if you are celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. So how about that? Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day to you and to yours. Let us always keep in mind the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated, the non-believers, and those who have lost faith. If that's the one thing that you got to keep it up, it's the faith. News item. Well, you know, tomorrow's the big day in Chicago. We're voting for a mayor, and it's between Brandon and Vallis. And the city is already divided, so we'll see what happens. So it's up to you whether you go and vote or not. And that's all I have to say about that. Today's topic, I will be joined by Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations as we discuss, has the world gone crazy, and stress relief. And he'll be joining us in the 7:30 hour. And if you're listening online and you'd like to join the conversation at that point, you can call 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll open your mic. And if you're online, feel free to join us on our YouTube and Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. And while you're there, be sure to like and subscribe, okay? As we prepare for our morning traffic, which is brought to you by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you go to this site, you will see how to get started. As we take a look at your Monday morning traffic, it is crazy outside, as it always is. As we take a look at the expressways, they are crowded. It is Monday morning, and it is crazy. On the Metro, there are more rush hour trains that will be available. I'm sure you're glad to hear that, but due to the construction that's going on Kennedy. And there are no CTA delays reported. But as we take a look at the Kennedy, there's a crash northbound near Mannheim Road, so you can expect delays there. 57 minutes inbound, almost an hour and 20 minutes on the reverse. 28 minutes on the reverse. As we look at the Edens, it's just as crazy. Slow at Dempster to the junction. 24 in and 19 out. On the Eisenhower, it is 45 minutes in, inching its way up to an hour, 25 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson at 55th and Cicero, it slowed due to an accident, 29 minutes in and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, delays at Stony Island Avenue coming in from the Ryan, 22 in, 11 out. On the Bishop Ford, 12 in and 11, no delays. And on Lakeshore Drive, DuSavo Lakeshore Drive, it's 10 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Simply go to chicago.itex.com, and you can sign up if you want to go to anywhere in the world. They've got great trips to Florida, to Vegas, Mexico, Rome, Greece, Italy, anywhere you want to go, they've got a trip for you. Alaska, did I say Mexico? Jamaica, Florida, yeah. So you have that available to you. And while you are out there, be sure and set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can also go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, 24/7, and there are links there to anything that you need to see, even except for our YouTube channel. No, our YouTube channel is, our YouTube and our Facebook channel is there. and that would be Higher Learning TV Show. Okay? Alrighty, you got that. And now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I should say your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day, and then your meditation. I can't even see my own handwriting. And our meditation comes from Mike House. If you are a fan of the meditations that I read here, then we would love to hear from you. And you can put that in the chat box this morning. As we go to Mike House, and it is Monday, April 3rd, when the world around me is changing in ways I find scary, I take comfort in divine order. I take comfort in divine order. This doesn't mean I believe the events unfolding around me are preordained, but it does mean that I can trust that orderly patterns undergird seeming chaos on the surface. All right now. I just turned my thoughts to Jesus during Holy Week as he wrestled with that he was being called to do. And from his story, I see how even my most challenging crucifixion experiences have led me to my triumphant overcoming. Understanding divine order helps me move forward during stressful and scary times. With abiding trust in God, I affirm all is well. And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let the cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." And that's from Matthew 26:39. And that's from Mike House. And that's from Monday Morning Mindfulness. Word of the day. Hope you enjoyed it. While I'm enjoying my tea this morning, I hope you're enjoying something. It's not only the word, because it is the word that will get you through trials and tribulations when you are just not feeling your best. Oh, and I sometimes forget to bring this up, and I talk about it all the time, but diabeticdonut.com is the place for you to go if you or someone that you know is diabetic, because I just went to get a checkup, and my doctor just seemed so surprised that my numbers are moving, you know, 5.7 to 6.7, I think it is, you're a diabetic. And she says, "I'm in the pre-diabetic stage." Well, that's because I was diabetic. But thank God I'm no longer that. And you don't have to be either. There's a drink I drink every morning. It does not taste the best, but it does the work. And if you like beets, you'll like it, though. This is my page, Diabetic Donut. It's on Facebook. So if you go there, you'll see that. Ellen, and like and subscribe while you're there. It's Diabetic Donut, and you'll see the show for today, as you can see, but I don't need to turn it up, but just go there and subscribe, and I update information there as well. So diabeticdonut.com. If I can overcome diabetes, you can too. And this is the as you see on the page, this is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Students 13 to 19 can compete to win prizes, scholarships, and cash, and all you have to do is click on that and go to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and it's on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Oh, my goodness, Rhonda is a little early, after 7:30. Well, you're here. Let me take you, because I know you got mom, but let me get out of this and bring my sister on, because she is the reason why I'm doing this show today. No, she's not. You the reason, because y'all are crazy out there. But I got somebody to do something different with the crazy. And she's a little crazy, too. And I think that's why we get along, because we both a little crazy. And this is the one and only.
why you start with you so early in the morning? Okay, don't be telling everybody all my craziness, all right? Some people don't know.
You in this world, girl, is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. If you don't, you lose your sanity, so you got to get crazy with him. I hate to say it, but the truth is the light.
Oh, I love you. See, I do. You're so funny and shit. But yeah. No. I said, let me just get up. I'm going to throw a little makeup on so I don't look too scary.
Oh, you don't look scared.
You are so funny.
You look beautiful.
It is a pleasure to be here with you for your mindfulness meditation. You don't have to, I don't want to stop your flow. I'm going to be on for a while. I told a couple of people who I want to get on my line and tell them that I'm on. I said a couple of people and said 7:30. So go ahead and do your thing, and I'm here, you know, and then we can talk whenever it's comfortable for you.
Okay, well, we'll do the meditation, and I'll do a short one, and then we'll come back to you because I want
to. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, because somebody said, Zelda, sometimes I go to sleep when you do your Monday morning mindful. I said, that's okay, because your subconscious hears me, so that's just fine. So let's do a little meditation, and I'll bring you back in 5 minutes. So pop back in 5 minutes to remind me, because you know I'm long-winded. You know I'm long-winded.
I got you.
So that'll remind me. Wrap it up, Zelda, wrap it up. Okay. As a matter of fact, I thank you for popping in early because I don't need to do a long one today because that's what today's show is about, stress relief tips, so I don't need to get into all that. Okay.
Gotcha.
So I'll see
all
you
right,
inside.
I'll see you in 5.
Okay. All right. Thank you much. Appreciate you, sis. All righty now. So you know what that means. It is time for your Monday morning mindful meditation. It is time for you to sit up straight in your chair. If you're in bed, that's okay. Just wherever you are, just stretch. Just simply stretch. And you can turn from left to right because, you know, we got to wring our organs out on the inside, give them a little action, too, because, you know, we're a little slow in the morning. So I got to hide my chair, so I just turn around and stretch the insides, heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, all that good stuff. Just stretch. You know, some people can't do this because, okay? So just give thanks you can, okay? So we're going to be breathing in from our nose and breathing out through our mouth. Just simple, taking a breath, real simple. Just inhale through the nose. Hold it to the count of 5. And blow it out through your mouth. I mean, really blow it. Why are you looking at me? You should be blowing out your mouth. Okay, let's try that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. To the count of 5 and then blow it out your mouth. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. To the count of 5, because you never know when you're going to have to hold your breath. And exhale, blow it out. Now let's take those arms and wave them in the air and wave them like you do care and give thanks for the power of mobility and just move and move. And give thanks. 80-year-old woman at the gym told me a body in motion stays in motion. So we want to stay in motion. So let us inhale again. Bringing the power of the breath top of the forehead. Holding it for 5 seconds and blowing the energy out. Letting the energy of the breath fall on those shoulders and rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards, and just give thanks for the power of the movement as we continue to breathe in. Sending love, light, and energy down through the heart chakra, the liver, the lungs, the spleen, and the spine. We give thanks as we rotate from side to side as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, we send that breath, that life force energy, that prana, as Ralph Smart would say, send it on down to the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, love those glorious knees. Thank you for my North Shore Connect, for my therapy, Colleen and Pedro and Sabrina and all the others over there who make sure I am correct when I leave there because they work me like a dog. But, baby, I feel good. These knees feel good this morning. You hear? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Breathe in. Sending in as you breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Yes, send that love back up through the feet and back up through the ankles. As we don't have to breathe in and breathe out together, as long as we are breathing, that is all that is important as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the hips
the thighs and the buttocks and the back and the arms and the shoulders. Let's breathe in once more. Bringing that energy back up through the neck as we take these two fingers and rub the back of the neck and squeeze the back of the neck. Squeeze that vagus nerve. Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Sending it love, light, and love and light and more energy and rub. This is where I rub my shoulders. I take my fingers and rub my shoulders because that's where my tension rests. And we want to release that. Feel free to pat it. Yeah, give it some love. And pat your arms. Pat your heart. This is the heart connection. Pat it. Yeah. Pat it. Talk to your body. Your body loves you. Acknowledge it. Especially when you have pain. The body's telling you, yeah, you need to change something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pat it. Love it. Yeah. Bring it all up here. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. Slow down. Moving too fast. Bring it around to the back. Slow down, slowly, slowly bring it around to the right, and back forward, head up, inhale deeply, hold it, and bring the head down, chin to chest, slowly rotate the head to the right, slowly, slowly, slowly around to the back, feel that stretch, and slowly bring it back around to the front, chin to chest, head up, inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. That feels good. Oh, yeah. Let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Bring the head back around and turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can. Yeah, because I had a little crook on the other side. Yeah, that feels good. Blow it out. Inhale deeply. Bring that head back around. And exhale. And just sit with that breath, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because somebody somewhere is on a trachea, has something in their throat, they have respiratory problems, and look at you, breathing all on your own. Go ahead on with your bad self as you inhale and exhale, and that is the number one tip of the day, your breath. It's the power within that nobody can take from you. I don't care what chaos is going on the planet. You do not have to participate in it. That, my friends, is the easiest thing to do on the planet. It's simply ignore people and start breathing. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, you have just activated the happiness gene. What? I'm happy now. Why am I happy, girl? Because when you expand the lungs, that's where your power is, in your lungs. It triggers the brain receptors, and the happiness gene just lights right up. And you wonder why you're walking around with a smile on your face. Don't know no reason at all. Just because you talked to your body this morning. You told it how much you love it. And here's someone else to tell you how much you can love your body, too. And there she is. Rhonda from RhondaWay.com. Yes, she's joined me on Monday Morning Mindfulness. Now, we have a guest coming up after the 7:30 break, Lionel Abdul-Hawk of Community Cultivation. So there's a special reason why Rhonda is with us here today. If you have not been to her website, please do yourself a favor because she is committed to a better you. And I'm pulling up the website, Take a Break from the World and Color Your Stresses Away. I'm going to click that for now just so you can see the website. This is Ron's Way. Committed to a better you. Look at that big old smile. And she put that same big old smile on your face when you go to the website and participate in what's available here to you. I just love this. So be sure and go to ronsway.com. Getting a healthy lifestyle. This is a sister from another mister that I have known. Ooh, I can't even tell you how long I've known her, but that's not important. What's important is she is really committed to a better you. So you go to the website and shop Ron's Way and just see what she's about before you even go there, because this is what helps me keep my sanity in times of chaos and confusion. And I know you're going to say, Zeb, you special. Yeah, girl, I'm real special. Let me tell you how special I am. If you don't cuss, don't buy this book. How about that? That's how special I am. Yeah. And this is working my dream into my reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you I was special. It's okay. People call me crazy, but as long as you call me for dinner, I'm good. Okay. And last but not least, health is everything, and everything is health. Because if you don't have health, you don't have nothing. You sitting in a place you don't want to be longer than you want to be there. And I digress. I forgot. Baby, don't forget about the crayon, because, see, this is all about the process. If you don't have a crayon, Zelda, you drunk? Yes, I am. You got a problem with that? See, Rhonda. This world is crazy, and you got to be crazy with it in order to be a part of it. Right, Rhonda?
My husband said, and it's a line I'm starting to use, Zelda. He said, everything is broken. Everything is broken. And so it's so, like, real. You know, sometimes I don't even turn on the TV because it stresses the hell out of me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so I'm real, real, like, committed to a better you for everyone, but for myself especially, because if I'm not well, ain't nobody else well around me, because I'm seeing it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much for all of that. I would be tuning in more. This isn't Gladys at 98 today. You're so cute because you keep up with that. My mom is 98 years old.
Girl, the fact that you even have a mom.
With her dancing again, and she loves that shit. Are we, like, allowed to, like, is that not cool? Because you know some profanity come out. You already showed the book.
Yeah.
If you don't cut somebody's book.
Right.
So I'll try to be good.
Right.
Okay.
Every now and then, a little something won't hurt about it. See, it just puts insult. It's not that you're vulgar or anything. I mean, everybody uses it. But it makes the point. It makes the point. And that's the point that I'm trying to make in this book. But you can go to the website and get your own, because you can have this one.
It's my most popular one. You know it.
Yeah.
I have 7 books. It's my most popular one. Yeah.
Actually, I should be pulling it up on the page while you're talking about it. Duh, instead of showing it here. Yeah.
You're doing your homework. I love that. So the self-care is the blue one. I think you have all of them.
Yep.
You purchased all of them at the very beginning. And I just got to say, you know, you're giving me these accolades and telling all about this, but you have been the most supportive person, truly. Thank you. You have been the most supportive person in my business by showing up, by being supportive, by being real. Because I ain't dealing with nobody I ain't real. Don't even come to my events. I'll talk about my experiences. Because if you're not comfortable in yourself, and this is all about the self-care as far as I'm concerned, that mental self-care. If you're not comfortable in yourself, you're not going to be comfortable with anyone else.
Mm-mm.
And so you're always going to find judgment. You're always going to find something about that person because there's something inside of you that you don't like. And so I try to bring that out in my women. And typically I work with women who are 50 up. I'm 63, happy to say that. I work on it every day. Yes. Thank you very much. Every day I have to work on it to stay somewhat sane. But I'm all about enjoying life. And that, to me, is good for my mental health. That, to me, is good for just for my environment in my home.
Mm-hmm.
That my mental health is okay, even though I'm a little crazy sometimes, but that's how that goes. So thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm so proud of my coloring book. It's changed into a whole brand now where I have note cards. I have poster size 11 by 14 pictures of some of the pictures in the coloring book. I'm like just really excited about that, and also 500 piece jigsaw puzzles. So that's part of my color and sip. We'll talk about that. I won't overdo this conversation.
You got 2 minutes, so you need to do it right now.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So this is what I do. I hold color and sip. I'm holding my next one again. I did one in March. Skipping the month of May. April and May, because it's just too much stuff going on, which is good, end of the school year. I work as a CPS vendor. So I'm holding one at Absolutely Anything Essential Gift Shop on 3521 South King Drive, and the date that I have down is June 3rd. It's $57, but you get a free coloring book, you get some fun, you get some sipping, you get some appetizers, and you get to be around some positive women. So people can find me on Ron's Way Lifestyle on IG, on Instagram.
All right.
Ron's Way Lifestyle. You see my whole personality there. Yes, and I have positive wristbands. Oh, see, look at you. And that was my calendar of 2022. And if anyone wants to know, Miss Zelda was in the calendar. What month were you, darling?
July.
You're July. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I may do that again in another year. Just had so many other things that were happening, but that was so much fun. We went and had our professional makeup done. We had a professional. We went to the studio of this photographer, and I had made sure that there were 12 women who were featured, and Zelda was this July. And it was, I got so much traction out for that because I'm all about us more mature sisters. We're still here. We're still here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a beautiful calendar, and that was a beautiful experience. We had so much fun. I want to pull up your Ron's your Instagram page. What is it now?
Ron's Way Lifestyle.
Oh, I got it. It's right here. Duh.
Okay.
I'm a little slow this morning, but I do catch on pretty quick. Okay, here we go. So that would be Ron's Way Lifestyle. There it is, right there. Can you see it? As my brother Patrick would say, "Oops, there it is."
There it is.
Ooh, I need to follow you. I can't believe. Well, I didn't know about this page. That's why. So I'm following you now.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, see, this is where all the good stuff is.
Yeah, I've been missing out.
I'm paying attention more to my Instagram than I am somewhat my Facebook. But yeah.
Yeah, you should. There's Miss Gladys at 98. Yeah. Alrighty now, got to show mom. I got to show this girl. This is a color and sip, right? All right, Mom, 98. Look at her. I love it.
Yeah. My friends say, are you excited for 98? Because that's what I'd like to do.
And see, this is stress relief, big, believe it or not, because you...
It really is. For her and for me.
Yes.
Other than that, she's just sitting there bored, and
right.
So I get her out, man. I take her out. I go out to my brother's house in Aurora. We stay at his little condo that he has. We've gone to St. Louis. She's gone gambling. She's gone to a nightclub where they were playing some live blues, and she was just dancing and enjoying... I mean,
98.
She's living her life like it's golden.
Yes, she is. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I love it. What's her name? I keep saying Miss 98.
Gladys.
Duh. Right there in my face, Miss Gladys.
Yeah.
Miss Gladys. Miss Gladys, you got a fan. You got lots of fans, and you just don't know it. So thank you, Miss Gladys, for being the leader that you are and for birthing Rhonda, because you could have did something else, and you didn't. So thank you for living. And creating this crazy connection. Yeah, she said, yeah, baby, I got you. Don't worry about it. Well, thank you, Miss Gladys. Thank you, Miss Rhonda. Y'all be sure and check out ronsway.com. I promise you. Ooh, excuse me. Go to Instagram. But you can go to ronsway.com, too. But anyway, go to Instagram.com. Ron's Lifestyle, right?
Ron's Way Lifestyle on Instagram.
Yeah, let me type that in there. That's Instagram, GRAM, I'm going to type it in so they can see it, .com/ RHONSY, Ron's Weight Lifestyle.
Yeah, and let me just share this, I'm also taking my tour. I went to St. Louis and did some stuff, color and sip there, and met some fabulous people there, and so I'm also doing it in Birmingham, Alabama.
Really?
Never been. My niece lives down there. Her husband is a chef, like a real chef, and they invited me to come to their home to do it, and so I'm so incredibly excited about that, and that's coming up the middle of April. So trying to take color and sip on the road, it's not an event, it's an experience.
All right, now.
It's women having an experience, and we have a good time. I mean, really seriously, it's just like let your hair down, be yourself, no judgment, no hating. Just women coming out and enjoying themselves. So that one's going to be in Birmingham, skipping May, because it's a lot of, proms and things of that sort. But we'll be having my next color and sip in Chicago on June 3rd.
June.
Posting keep posted on all the things that I have coming up, because it's some good stuff, man. And I love to see those sharp women that you have in your environment to come out, V. So, yeah.
And I want to thank you for having that kind of experience, because not everybody wants to do what you do, and your experience is just that, a one of a kind experience. And thank you so very much for allowing me the opportunity to bring Deborah Peterson along, who made her transition. That was the highlight of her year. She was just sitting there doing puzzles. It's like, okay, I got to get another puzzle, and I don't even like puzzles, but because of her, I got a puzzle, and I'm working it. I ain't never finished it, but because I like, you know, the drawing with the book. I'm a crayon kind of girl. So thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate you. You all. And tell Miss Gladys we love her. Keep up the great work. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All righty. Y'all be sure to go and check out Ron's Weight Lifestyle.com. And we'll be back right after this commercial break. And in the meantime, you can go to the page, and we'll be back with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. And you stay close. We'll be right back.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, producer of the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, And on Channel 19, we also have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. It airs every last Saturday of the month, from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Teens that are 13 to 19 can compete to win prizes, scholarships, and cash. And if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, you'll see all of that information there. It is 7:40. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on The Female Solution. As we go to the phone lines, I'm joined by my co-host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Welcome, Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Well, peace be with you, and happy to join you once again. And I want to begin with a shout-out to all the Muslims who are fasting during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. And so, yeah, once again, happy to be with you.
I can't believe I'm hearing myself say this, but I'm saying it anyway. I just came off of a 7-day, well, actually I did 8 or 9 days, I can't remember, a cleanse in which I had no hot food. I only juiced for 7 days, and I have never, ever, even when I did the 56-day fast on the Dick Gregory's Bahamian diet, I have never felt this good in my life just by not having food in your stomach. So now I understand why the importance of fasting, because you see things so clearly, things that you may have been confused about because you don't have all that poison because from the food that we eat in your system. So thank you for that reminder, Lionel, and how important that is.
Well, everything that Allah has prescribed, from fasting, every act of worship, from fasting to prayer to being a good person, all the acts of worship are designed to make us better, to bring us closer to our true self, and to keep us from going astray or being misled, bamboozled, and run amok, which is what we have done. And you know, that's kind of one of the subjects I wanted to talk about in the context of April Fool, a national holiday celebrating the fool. And when you think about the idea that they say there's a fool born every day, and that exploitation of the masses is based on our being very foolish.
Yes.
Where the rich get richer and the poor stay poor and crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are right on time. You have never lied. I love the fact that when we discussed this yesterday, and you mentioned Bamboozle, the movie Bamboozle with Spike Lee, and you are right on time. We have been so indoctrinated that we sometimes forget to use common sense. And it's the common sense that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. But how can you keep common sense when you don't utilize common sense? Because everything that you know, you've been taught, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth or that it's correct. So how do you differentiate that? How do you move forward from that, Lionel?
Well, all praise is due to Allah. I think it's important for us to recognize, as the kids say, the young people say, that we've been taken into a false reality. When I look at all these even the news programs, if it's an hour, at least 45 minutes of it is devoted in some way or another to acting, some movie coming out, some TV show, some star doing something, some celebrity doing something. And the actual information about world events are pretty much on the same order, presented with such sensationalism. Mm-hmm. And so we have to understand that the science of health, the science of physical and mental and spiritual health is not rocket science. It's
right.
And the reverse of those common sense fundamental aspects of faith, of any faith, whether you call your whatever, virtually anything except Satanism,
mm-hmm.
which is really what's running this situation. But whether you talk about fasting or prayer, whether you talk about doing good deeds or helping the homeless or whatever, you are doing something that's going to keep your soul in tune with healthy ideals and life. When you stop doing those things, when those things become a sideline, you open yourself up. It's like taking off your clothes and you walking around vulnerable to all kinds of elements and influences. And so I've beat this drum virtually all my adult life. I've been on the path of trying to learn more by teaching as much as I know. And it's been a blessing for me. Some of the thoughts that run through my mind and heart, I think, are truly a blessing in the sense that it keeps me grounded, it gives me direction, it helps me to deal with the multitude of people who do not share these ideals and who have been given over to so much foolishness that they don't even recognize how childish and immature they sound when they talk about it. But, this is the 21st century. This is the time of a new day dawning for people to not only get real, but to grow up and become mature, adult human beings. And then we can save our world because God, the guidance is already here. We just not following it.
So how do you convince or persuade those who are in need to follow it so that they will have less chaos and confusion in their lives?
Well, this is not for me to do. I mean, I'm going to do what I can, but this is a divine plan. This is not something that is up for discussion. Change is going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. What you see going on in the political reality of Ukraine and the indictment of Donald Trump finally, and, these are not small things. These are serious issues. And the situation with the mayoral election, these are all serious issues, these are things that are rumblings of a house of cards that is about to crumble. And if your foundation is built on the same ideals and principles that the house of cards is built on, then guess what? Yours is about to crumble too. And you have to get back in touch with what is real, not this phony, make-believe, never-never land, fun idea of life, imitation of life. It's not even real. It's all phony. It's all fake. It's all BS.
Mm-hmm.
And the real truth that is at the core of it, you've lost touch with a long time ago. People have been so misled into foolish ideas. The idea of keeping hope alive is not a bad thing, but we need some action to go along with that hope. Hope is not the thing that you want to just hold on to and see as the goal. Hope is not the goal. The goal is to overcome oppression and the manipulation of masses of people with ideas that are designed to put you in a position to be a fool.
Mm. Put you in the position to be a fool. I never quite heard it like that. Because you're going to make some decisions that may not be in your best interest, but you make them anyway because you've been influenced to do that.
Well, what you think is your best interest, what people think is their best interest, is really not.
Mm.
If you're not really seriously and sincerely trying to get close to the creator of the universe, you got bad judgment.
Mm.
If you're not seriously trying to do that, if you're not making genuine effort to recognize, to bear witness to, and to demonstrate a commitment to follow, learn, and allow the Creator to cultivate your spirit, your life, you are making a big mistake.
Mm.
You've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray.
All right, now. And that's just not
so
a thing.
So I think the movie Bamboozled by Spike Lee, I don't know, I don't think I've done this one before with you, but I would like to read it and let the audience share in the insight that I was blessed with and what I think Spike Lee was striving to produce in this movie. Which was recognized universally, and he's been recognized universally as a very gifted and devoted person with who have shared some insights about African American life and culture that I think history will bear witness were very much on time.
Without a doubt.
So, do we have time to read it now,
yes,
or do we want to take a break, or what?
Okay. Go right ahead.
Bamboozled, a review by Lionel Abdul-Haq. Most programs and ceremonies, commemorating Black or African American history during the month of February strongly imply a relative socioeconomic progress or improvement. Those who differ are seen as poverty pimps, radicals, or opportunists in the context of so-called progressive images heralded as mass media and mainstream social institutions. In light of the tragedies on and since September 11th, the American constitutional ideals that defined us as one multicultural people have come shining through. Now, this was early when I wrote this, right after 9/11. Those have changed, you know, of course. None is more sacred than the right to a dissenting point of view. Further, an atmosphere or environment free from intimidating influence of persecution and reprisal is an essential safeguard against social decline and tyranny. In the aftermath of the attack, some Americans, driven by fear and ignorance, sought to persecute to the point of violence anyone that looked Arab. Americans of all nationalities and religious perspectives came courageously and immediately to the aid of Arab American Muslims by insisting on their protection as well as strict prosecution of offenders. It is our contention that it was almost entirely due to the efforts of nearly 2 million American Muslims of African descent that the great divide between different faith traditions and races were bridged. Under the leadership of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, a brilliant and comprehensive propagation and public relations thrust was initiated in 1977. That's the year I came to Chicago, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
It is our contention that were it not for these efforts to correct and clarify, improve and strengthen interfaith relations, the reactionary backlash against Muslims here and abroad would have been much worse. The evolutionary growth of consciousness exemplified in the life of El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X, was an important part of this propagation thrust. Resurrected and redeemed from a shallow grave of hypocrisy for his break with the teachings of the Nation of Islam, he was cast in the image of a courageous martyr for true al-Islam and a champion of the above-mentioned constitutional ideal. It is significant to note that at the same time, Alex Haley and Spike Lee emerged out of virtual obscurity to international prominence. Deeply moved and inspired by the light and heat of Brother Malik's oratory, their respective cultural contributions, roots for Alex Haley and X for Spike Lee, were indeed groundbreaking social programming. Groundbreaking is a term that brings into clear focus the image of going beneath the surface. Whether it is in the context of agriculture, architecture, or construction, individual or social psychology is, so to speak, where it's at. The title and theme of Spike Lee's Bamboozle is taken from a famous and highly provocative speech by Brother Malik Shabazz. In it, he drives home the point that the social economic exploitation of African Americans is the result of our having accepted the means of forced integration to achieve the end of racial equality. Hurling a series of synonymous words and phrases, he tells African Americans that the good intentions implicit in the goals of civil rights was a pretense or show to deceive and misdirect us. Under segregation, African Americans lived, worked, and spent money with each other, creating wealth among us naturally laid the foundation for investment of venture capital to fund community development, better education, and commercial enterprise. Conversely, integrationist ideals fostered and promoted images that associated progress, safety, and fulfillment with spending our resources in support of other people's businesses. Thus, the meaning of bamboozle, which is to conceal one's true motives from, especially by elaborately feigning good intentions, is crucial to our understanding the opposing perspective and indictment challenging the notion that integration brought progress. In the body of Spike Lee's Bamboozle, his focus is the entertainment industry that is credited as the pioneering champion of integration opportunities for African Americans. Our introduction to show business that exposed us to white audiences was forced to conform to the stereotypical images that whites had created. Caucasian actors in blackface and on radio in black voice made their fellow citizens comfortable with the idea of integration by promoting non-threatening, childishly malicious and mischievous and comically stupid images of black people, by exaggerating our physical features, lips, eyes, and hips, especially the voluptuous curves and succulent thickness thereof, were imaged as ugly and undesirable, thus reducing, I lost my place. Thus reducing our sex appeal, the fear of interracial relationships was proportionately minimized. In conclusion, Bamboozle resurrected Brother Malik's provocative speech to loudly and in no uncertain terms declare a dissenting point of view, masterfully using with profound eloquence the language of motion pictures, where each frame speaks a thousand words, where even the cast setting and props are a part of the statement. Spike Lee's Bamboozle delivers the message clearly how much things have remained the same. That's it.
Yeah, because I don't see a whole lot. Well, a whole lot has happened, but it has not been in our best interest, and it is extremely stressful, and there's a hidden stress in there because it puts you in a place that you're really not comfortable with. As the old folks used to say, put you in a place you don't want to be and keep you there longer than you want to be there, because if you can't see the change, or better yet, be the change, it's stressful. And you wonder why people are walking around like they're out of their minds. We're following a system that's not designed for us. And then, wait a minute, Lionel, you said the part about, you know, how our lips and nose and how all of that was made to be derogatory. Well, it's like now they're going to Brazil and Mexico and everywhere else to get those lips and those butts and the breasts and everything else. How ironic is that?
Well, the truth's going to come out anyway. I mean, the reality of the lies only last for so long.
Right.
You know, the whole reality of this situation is, and I want to tie it back in too to the idea of what's politically going on in the world. People have to understand that oppression, people who acquire their power through deception and exploitation of others, these are not good people. These are not people who are strong in their will, in their mind. They are not the strong people. Those are the weak people, people who struggle every day to survive and have to constantly be creative in how they stretch a meal to feed four that's only made for two. You know. How do you make ends meet? How do you make extra money when your job doesn't pay you enough to do what you need to do? These people get stronger every day.
And
that strength is a strength of character. It's a strength of spirit. It's a strength of will. And the people who are exploiting or cheating or deceiving their way through life, they may get it quick, but it's not going to make them a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, when pressure comes from things that they have no control over, they don't have the strength to endure. But those who've been struggling do. They've paid their dues, and they've been building their will to overcome difficulties. And this is what's going to be the thing that tells the tale. But it's not just willpower. The thing that strengthens your will is divine. And if you give up your divine ideals, if you give up your connection to the principles and ideals and behavior of life that make a strong person, a strong-willed person, a good person, because you can have a strong will and not be good, but you can connect that will to a discipline, a lifestyle, a view of life, a behavior that really cultivates and keeps you grounded. This situation will pass, and you will still be here.
Amen. It is 8:05. If you just joined the conversation this morning on the Female Solution, that is the voice of Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. It's time to take our next break at 8:05. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. But before you do that, if you're looking at the screen here, you will see our Facebook page here on the screen. That's HLN TV Show. Go to Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and subscribe and share that, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. will help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm joined by our co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Has the world gone crazy? Stress relief is in the building. If you did not get a chance to experience a quick stress relief session this morning, as we always do at 7:15. You can always go back, and I will also post the updates on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And if you'd like to comment on the show, we'd love to hear it. Go to our Facebook or YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And I have got to make this bigger so I can see it. Okay, there you go. That's my sister from another Mr. Vieta Robinson says, Grand Rising Queen, thanks to Lionel for sharing his wisdom. Yes, thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Haq, for bringing the knowledge, as the children would say, because it is this kind of knowledge that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion, because it's all over the place right about now. Oh, I forgot to open his mic back up. I'm sorry. Lionel, are you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't consider it to be my wisdom. I think this is the wisdom of God. That's where I got it from. And the study of history is also part of it. It's very important. That old saying that he who fails to study and learn from the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. It's because there are those who do recognize whether or not you know what's going on. In fact, there are those who know what happened yesterday, know how yesterday came to be. And so when they see you being asleep and not aware, there are certain signs that happen in the development of individuals and nations, people, that are as clear as the markings of a child, an adolescent, and an adult. So when they catch you in childhood, in the early development, is when they seek to stunt your growth mentally and spiritually. They want to lock you into a mindset that is childish and immature and immoral, definitely immoral. And they want to make immorality seem fun. That you ain't having no fun if you are not immoral. Therefore, you throw your morals out the window in the preference of being part of the crowd, that they create the image of this being what's happening. And it's all an illusion. It's magic. It's TV.
Okay.
And it tells you a vision that they want you to have of what life is all about. And you think that that's what life is about, and you think that's what's happening, and so you go for it. And you get stuck on stupid, because they ain't going to never let you grow up.
Nope, because that means you would have to do something substantially right, morally. And immoral is the way. That's what we're being taught at this present point.
And it's not about being no saint. It's not about being perfect. Perfection is for Allah only. We are to strive sincerely to be as strong as we can be. And when we fall short, we sincerely make amends, and we rectify the problem that we create as best we can. And so this is what we have to move towards, perfecting our social life. The social life and the rules and that guide the social life will help to keep us individually from being exploited. So which is why it's important also in the context of Ramadan that the the life and the social reality that was established by Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago in Arabia, is what they don't want you to know about, which is why, just like history in general, we don't know about it. What happened in Arabia 1,400 years ago was nothing short of a divine blessing. And Prophet Muhammad established in 23 years a social order that has been completely undermined and taken out of the context of history. But it's there if you look for it. It was so indelibly established that they can't remove it. It's just like the pyramid. I mean, how you gonna get rid of that? those mighty structures and say that didn't happen? You know, and to the extent that they have made people totally unconscious of that is a sign of how powerful their mass media programming is. That they have us knowing more about talking more about dinosaurs than we talk about the civilizations of the past that made monumental contributions to the social welfare of humanity.
Amen. Well said. If you just joined us, that is Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we are discussing what is going on in this world and how to relieve the stress that is killing us. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, is out and about on the campaign trail, I guess you would call it, this morning because mayoral challenger, Paul Vallis and Brandon, those are the two finalists for the mayor for the city of Chicago. Naima is joining us this morning. She sent me a text and wanted to join the show this morning because Vallis was right around the corner from her house. Are you there, Naima? We're looking at the top of your, there you go, Grand Rising. Your roof
Grand
is pretty.
Rising.
Your roof is pretty, but we'd rather see you.
so he's at 112th in Michigan. He said he grew up in Roseland.
Paul Vallis?
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he was on our show, Three Black Moms, last night briefly when we were interviewing Tyrone Muhammad with the ex-con for Community and Social Change. And he made a promise on air live that he's going to work to improve conditions for the ex-offenders, and he said he's going to work on it day one when he gets in office. He's going to, first week, you know, he's there, I promise, you know, and all that. So I said, okay, this is live. We got you on tape, and it's live, so we're going to hold you to that promise. And he had to go to school, actually, during my sister's time, and she found an old yearbook with his picture in it from his freshman year. He went to Curtis, and funny-looking picture. So he's going back to his old neighborhood where he grew up, and there will be a number of community leaders there with him. You know, it's really been interesting because a lot of people who are putting their trust in him, you know, he's making promises because that's what politicians do. They're believing that he's going to actually follow through with the things he's claiming that will happen in his administration, you know, all the help for the various organizations like Tyrone's, you know, and his ECCSC, that is real.
Uh-oh, just lost her. Well, I'm sure she'll come back when she can. So, we can't hear you, Naima. She's just talking. We can't hear you, girl. She doesn't know that we can't hear her, Lionel, but, you know, yeah, we can't hear you. Can't hear you. We lost your audio. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. We cannot hear you. I don't know what's going on. There you go. We can hear you now. Yeah.
You hear me now? Okay,
yeah, we can hear you now.
All right. Now, did you hear anything that's said before?
Last thing I heard was the picture that she found in the yearbook.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, where he went to Curtis High School. I think it was maybe back in 1968 or something, she found his photo. And so he talks about how he grew up on the south side of Chicago. And, you know, during that period of time, it was predominantly white. And there's a whole story behind how that community changed over, you know, white flight when black families began moving in. And white families began moving out of fear. So when my sister went to Finger, there was just a few black students. And then when my second sister, 4 years later, went to Finger, it was maybe 50-50. And then by the time I went to Finger, it was about 98% black. So whites left the community out of fear of black people. But during the time Paul Vallis was growing up in the Roseland community, it was thriving. It had shopping centers and thriving economy. And so we have to ask, well, what happened?
Yes.
How come the business community left?
Yes.
And how come the crime is so rampant?
Right.
So you look at the economic tie and how that has had an impact on the lives of people. And basically, because the businesses left, there were no sources of employment for the people. So naturally, crime is what rises. So him being there today, I'm hoping that he can address the real historic reasons for crime. And I'm sure Lionel talks about this often, you know, that when our neighborhoods change and suddenly the financial interests leave, and then all we have is the very deliberate infusion of drug trafficking, and what follows there is imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he going to do to change that trend and to really bring businesses back to the area? And it takes more than just bringing a bunch of police in to arrest everybody, because the reason why people are engaging in criminal activity is because they don't have options.
Right.
So here we are at where we're at Curtis High School, which is, you know, right at 115th and State, where he used to go to school. And a lot of people thought that was like the freshman area where people went to school before Finger, which is on 112th and Wallace. So this whole community here, I mean, if you look at it, decimated, you know, boarded up buildings and everything. This used to be a very thriving community. And I remember going to the stores and the shops, and now it's one of Chicago's high crime areas. And matter of fact, whose book was I reading? I'm thinking I might have been reading someone's book. Was it Michelle Obama's book? Someone, you know, talking about how the Roseland community has basically become one of the highest crime areas in the city because of neglect and the racial politics behind it. And it doesn't make sense for businesses to leave just because black families move in, because black people spend money too.
Right.
But they left.
Right.
And they left because they didn't want to be around us. I mean, just call it what it is.
Right.
And if we're going to do anything, we have to find ways of maybe buying out businesses and owning the businesses in our communities. But then, again, the politics of things, if you don't get the financial support of all, you know, the government entities and everything else, then you can't grow. So I see Channel 7 here. Yes, let me grab a parking space and I'm going to see what he's saying. You know, is he telling the truth? Is he, you know, testifying?
Testifying.
You know, the thing that makes it difficult is that when we start talking about what are the roots of crime, what are the roots of the distress and stress and distress, it comes down to the racial politics of America and how there's always a deliberate removing of resources wherever we go, and then we get blamed because there are no means to create employment. And that's been the case everywhere in
And she just...
what he has to say about that. Yep. And what did he do as mayor to really change that national attitude?
Yeah.
If everything we talk about, and the place he's going to be at is old-fashioned donut, and this is, you know, again, place we said he frequented as a child.
119th in Michigan, the donut shop.
112th in Michigan.
The donut shop.
This area here.
Yeah, I used to go to the dentist right there. I know exactly where that is.
Yes, absolutely. Got some cameras out here, Channel 7. And, you know, I'm going to go inside here. Good evening.
Get a bio. And then I'm going to see a nice big...
Okay, so...
So 63 and 64 are more than over
100.
I got
the oldest is
117. Okay, so
what... So let me see.
You go inside and get set up 9 because it's time for our commercial break.
Okay, that'd be great. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, you go ahead and get set up, and we'll come back to you. But she makes a excellent point, Lionel, on how we have got to get to the root of things. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it ties back into the, you know, the bamboozle. Rather than work to support each other, we're basically working to support somebody else. And other people's businesses are coming in our community and taking the money out, as opposed to us supporting those people who have businesses already to help them expand it in our own community. You know, we don't support, I'm not supporting each other. Is the biggest reason why we are still in the same situation that we're in. The idea of integration is to be more like white folks, and white folks, and the more we try to be like them, the more they try to run away from us. But if we gain respect for ourselves in terms of our understanding and appreciation of our own history, the history before slavery, especially, that would build better pride. Better sense of unity among us. The fact that we don't know these things is the reason why we've been misled into believing that we should be more like somebody else and then not understand who we are and be us. And the movement of the modern, the last, you know, the 21st century has been for us to accept who we are. The African styles, the hair and everything, are only signs of the fact that the consciousness is for us to get to express who we are and to embrace who we are and to embrace each other. That's what we really need to be focusing on.
Amen. Well said. Let's try to get a couple of calls in here before the break. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's take a quick call. 773-450. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We're live on the air. 450. Okay, we'll come back to you because we're going to take our next commercial break because Naima Latif is waiting for us. Should I open your mic now, Naima? Yes or no? I don't know.
Yes, Naima. I mean, Zelda, we were talking to Paul Vallis. Yes, and now we're here with Congressman Bobby Rush.
Is that Bobby Rush?
And, yes, we were just talking to Paul Vallis.
Uh-huh.
and he's here. So can you tell us why are you?
I'm just here with Paul Vallis. I am so enthusiastic for Paul Vallis. Paul Vallis is going to be a mayor for all of Chicago. He's committed to invest in the South and West. He's a man who is going to bring about much needed change within the city of Chicago for all of us. He's going to deal with the crime both from a point of view of having effective policing, good police, but also deal with the underlying cause of crime. And that on the job training our fathers are too severe and they're too immediate. We are living in a crisis state in our city as it relates to economic development and crime, and we need someone who can, once they sit down behind the big desk on the fifth floor, can get to work immediately and not have to ask somebody, well, what do I do next? Paul Brannan will know what to do at the very moment that he's sworn in as the next mayor of the city of Chicago.
Congressman Bobby Rush, can he hear us, Naima?
Yes,
can he hear you?
Yes, and I'm going to see if I can ask Mr. Ballas that question we were talking about the decimation of this community and how it was thriving during the time he was living here.
He was born in Roseland, so he's very familiar with Roseland right down the street he was born.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Congressman.
Brother Clifton Bradley says, I will not vote for Paul Ballas. I do think Paul will win, though.
Don't go away.
Okay.
Don't go away.
I wanted to ask Congressman Bobby a question. Okay. Go ahead.
This community, and I grew up here as well, it was a thriving community probably when you grew up.
Yeah.
What happened, the reason why the businesses left? Because we talked about the fact that the gradual racial change, and I don't know if we're business afraid, why did they move out, and what happened that led to its decimation the way it is now?
Well, look, let me talk about what it's going to take to transform these communities, what it's going to take for the city to make real investments. That means for the city to reclaim this abandoned property, remediate it, and turn it over to the community.
Okay, and he just froze. That is Paul Ballas, mayoral candidate. Naeem is with him there at an event at the donut
because
shop.
The community isn't only a community of food deserts, it's a community of mental health deserts, it's a community of opioid and drug addiction and social service deserts. So it's critically important that the city make the investments needed to restore community-based social services. But then what the city also has to do is, the city has to provide free land, property tax abatements, and grants to get people to come in and open restaurants. To revitalize the commercial sense, to bring the pharmacies back to the community, to bring the grocery stores back to the community. I mean, the city needs to create conditions that will encourage businesses to come back, and that means not only providing them with the property and the buildings to accommodate them, but also providing them with long-term property tax breaks, and so that their businesses will not struggle in the early years in paying their employees. So you need a strategic plan to really reinvest in these communities. It requires free land, it requires start capital, it requires property tax incentives. Contracts out for individuals to come in and run the marts, hiring people, and ultimately transferring ownership to your community.
Okay.
And those marts are tax-free, and those marts have access to public buildings that are not subject to taxes, fees, fines, and if those food marts are subsidized by the city, you can quickly end the food desert. And eventually, as these stores thrive, they can be turned over to local ownership. So I'm all for creating these for the city to open a series of open dozens and dozens of these food marts throughout the city in areas where people do not have access to fresh and healthy foods, and then let the city subsidize those marts. And because if you do that, they will shut down. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And,
right.
And that's just, you know, the Alderman Anwar Guar talked about that when he was a city council alderman and when he was city treasurer. He talked about the importance of the city coming in and creating these city-owned marts. Now, the goal will eventually be to allow the city-owned marts to be turned over to local ownership. But at least during that initial phase, you got to open them.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to take. We can do that fast.
Right.
Because we can't wait. We can't wait. When Kroger Mariano's, when they consolidate, they're going to close another 20 restaurants. I mean, 20 restaurants.
Yeah.
So it's going to get worse. So the city needs to step in.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll do as mayor.
All
but
right.
If the city steps in, can that network with all these local food producers and food providers.
Yeah.
We got so much free land.
We can
create an urban agricultural economy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so those
all
are
right. We'll be there to talk.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Sorry, man.
All right. You heard it here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
And I'm Nice.
We have had a chance to hear from
mayoral
candidate Paul Ballas saying that he will look at ways to develop urban farming. We got our Tandem Farm program, and we're looking forward to doing a lot of this on this land, and definitely changing the face of communities like Rosemont. So, you know, we thank you all for being, that eventually they can be turned over ownership to the people.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. And the next one was economic development.
me. If I say, yeah, we need to rebuild our community, you say, yay. Okay, how?
Yeah.
How? He said, hey, I'm a creator, independent development authority with community input, and Alderman have a say so as well. But with community input and this community development authority, we can put public, private money in and public money in. Not only do just one-off, like develop one thing, but do continual development, I mean mass development, and serve everyone. And so that's a development plan for me. So especially when you say my legacy,
okay,
my legacy, I want my legacy to be as investing in the south and the west side of Chicago. But you can say that, but oh, why are you going to do it? And so he put some meat on it, and I got something else to hold him to. And so those are things that are important. Just don't tell me something generally. Tell me what you're going to do and how you know you're going to do it, so that when you get an office, I have something to hold you accountable. And that's what I'm going to do as an alderman.
All right.
Just like I supported Lori when she ran, I held her accountable, I will hold you accountable. Because I support you don't mean you own me.
Yeah. All right.
Now, what is the average? This upcoming city council is going to be practically a whole new city council. A lot of new people don't know anything. How do you help orient those new aldermen?
First of all, it's not how I'm going to orient them. It's the people. The government is for the people, by the people, for the people, by the people. That's what, stop electing people and then they're going and expecting to do something. Better demand something from them. They're people who elect these aldermen better than men. I can't do nothing. I can help them. I can't help nobody be independent. Either you are independent yourself or your constituents are going to push you to be independent. And so that's what that's about. I challenge people not to just go elect somebody and go sit down. Elect them and demand things of them and be involved.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of The Female Solution. We are on location. Well, Naima is on location. on aireverywhere.com. And she is at an event and with mayoral candidate Paul Ballas. And we have some comments here too, Naima. Clifton Bradley says, a lot of these people will not be around. The city of Chicago is being recertification. I can't see that. What does that say? It's so small.
Rectification.
Rectification, okay.
Will not be around for rectification.
What is rectification? So, what does that mean?
Whoever is elected, who is able to work with that city council. Apparently,
that was not a strength that Mayor Lori Lightfoot had, getting the kind of cohesive cooperation among the aldermen. So many of them quit. I don't know what was happening behind the scenes, but so many of them that declined to run again, and a lot of them are going to be new. So if the city is going to get anything done, your elected officials can't be at war with each other. I mean, this is a community that's really, you know, there's so many businesses that are closed, that, you know, boarded up, or, you know, major industries that were here that, I mean, this was one of the major shopping centers of Chicago, and now it's a place known for drug trafficking, crime, violence. We've been here with a couple of leaders who've done press conferences here, and then of course we worked with one of our partners in the Pandemic Farm Program. Beacon Light Ministries. They do a regular food giveaway program here because so many citizens are struggling. So we've heard some of the elected officials make some promises. And for whatever reason, they're putting their faith and hope in Paul Vallis and our... And are definitely believing that he will make a difference. So we appreciate the fact that you all have followed us in getting these words on video and live. And we'll send it out and keep all these people accountable for what they said they're going to do and changing this city around.
And only time will tell. Thank you so very much, Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution, and onaireverywhere.com. And you can see her here Wednesday morning with co-host Hareem Khamid right here on the Female Solution. Thank you, Naima. And we will check in. You probably left it. Yes. Okay, well, do go back and get it. Well, Lionel closes us out. Thanks you so much, Naima. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All righty, Lionel, take it away. We got 8 minutes left here. We'll apologize for that.
Yeah, let me go check.
But Naima was on location and wanted me to open that up, so I had to share that. Excuse me. Is your line still open, Lionel? Maybe I think he disappeared. Anyway, join us this coming Thursday, this coming Thursday at the Westside Ministers Coalition networking meeting from 10 a.m. until 12 noon Central Standard Time, and the updates will be on my blog. Let's go to the phone lines at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 773-450. Unmute yourself. You're live on the air. 773-450. Unmute yourself. You are live on the air. And, okay, we will go to 312-671. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We are on Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum, Grand Rising. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago,
hey,
Illinois. All right, and I got a beautiful selection for Brandon Johnson. Win, Brandon. Win. Win, Brandon. Win. Win, Brandon. Win. Keep your eyes on the prize. Help keep the dream alive. Let us do it again. Win, Brandon, win. Win,
right.
Brandon, win. Win, Brandon, win, Brandon, win, Brandon, win. Just like we voted Mayor Harold E. Washington in, we can all vote. Win, Brandon, win. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. We greatly appreciate that. We greatly appreciate all of you who are listening in. I apologize if I accidentally kicked some of you off this morning. I apologize for that. But the updates for the blog, for updates for the stress relief tips, I will be placing them on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can get the information there, but I am going, and you can post your comments on our YouTube channel. Subscribe while you're there, and our Facebook channel. Please subscribe. Thank you for subscribing while you're there. And the stress relief tips of the day. As we started out, remember I told you about the coloring books? You know, whatever it does for you, whatever works for you, I should say, whatever works for you, that's what you do. I like the coloring books. My tea calms me down first thing in the morning after the show. I turn all the electronics off and I get my cup of tea. And I just sit and give thanks. That's the number one thing, is a gratitude journal. Excuse me. Because when you give thanks for that which you already have, it opens the door for more. And any time that you feel yourself in a place of discomfort, give thanks for that too. Because that means that there's something positive happening on the other side, because you got to go through this little rough spot in order to get some peace. And that's one of the things that you can do. The breathing exercise only takes a minute. I spend 5 minutes. It only takes 1 minute to calm yourself down with the power of your breath. Have you ever heard of EFT? Emotional Freedom Tapping? Naima and Beata and Maika teaches that. If you don't know what tapping is, go to YouTube. There's a whole university there, and you can do tapping to emotional freedom technique, EFT, and that will slow down the responses in your body, and you want to slow them down, because when you're anxious, this is what happens. You become fearful, and that fear releases cortisol into the system, and that produces inflammation. It means you're burning up on the inside, and that is not a good thing. And it also weakens the immune system. Fear, anxiety, tension, all of that weakens the immune system. And you wonder why you're walking around sniffling, got a cold, got a headache, got a backache. Everything hurts because you're inflamed on the inside, and there are some things that we can do to get them out of our body. So all of that information will be on our blog. Last but not least, support the Teen Talent Contest, which is every last Saturday of the month. It is coming up Saturday, April 29th. And you can find that information on my blog as well. It is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month. And you can go there and compete. Ages 13 to 19 can compete to win cash prizes and scholarships. Just go to my blog and you'll see the information there. And so I'll save that for you, and as well as the tips for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Excuse me, the tips for the stress relief tips. Lord, have mercy. We went over, well, actually, we're not going over. I don't think she's doing an after show today. But you be sure and check out the blog, and let's see, it's 8:59. The show is over with, but let's see if we can get this call in, because this person has had their hand up forever. 773-450, you got about 30 seconds before the show ends.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Of the show, and I forgot to show you the our Instagram page for the homeless project. If you would be so kind to go to Instagram.com. Why can I not pull this up? There it is. Oh, I've got to remove it, first of all. Okay. Go to our Instagram page. Where am I at? Where did I go? There I am. It won't show me. What happened? I don't know what's going on here. Anything that can happen will. There I go. Great show, sister. Thank you. As I pull Naima back in here, let me remind you to go to our YouTube page. I'm sorry, YouTube. Our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. And this is where we continue to help the homeless. Just because it's warm in Chicago does not mean it's warm outside. It's still cold outside. They still need butane and heaters and generators and all that good stuff. So be sure and check it out, hln.homeless.project. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Clifton Bradley. Thank you, Via. Thank you for all of those who commented on the show. But let me bring Naima back in here. And
man, speaking of stress, I had actually left my purse in the donut shop, and David Moore was kind enough to kind of stand by my car. We weren't sure if I locked it in the car or left it in the place. So I had about 5 or 10 minutes of stress.
Yeah. Okay.
But the nice lady noticed that I had left my purse, I guess, sitting on the counter.
Bless her.
Turned it into the people, and so they held it for me.
Bless her.
I was like, okay,
Yeah.
Pay attention to what you're doing.
Yes, I could see that's the.